Now we have Erica and Anasia here with us, and we're going to talk about their relationship as forged by Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. Cheryl Jones is here too. Cheryl is sitting in for poor Christine. Let's just briefly. She broke a leg,
ankle.
Oh my goodness. That didn't happen during Halloween, I hope.
No, it happened last Sunday, and she's very sad that she can't be here with this match because she really enjoys listening to them.
So. Well, I hope you're feeling better. Christine, I don't know if you've broken anything before, but at least for me, it wasn't so much the leg after a while or the foot or ankle. It was more like the fact that you can't use your arms if you're on crutches. For me, that was really tough. I remember that like yesterday. We'll talk with Cheryl in a minute about what's new at Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. There's always something new, even though the organization has been here for many, many years. But let's talk to Erica and Anasia first. Anasia, I'll start with you. Can you just tell me a little bit about yourself?
Okay, well, where to begin? Well, I haven't left Pittsburgh since I was born, and I lived in the Hill District for like about 4 years, and I moved to Lawrenceville, and I've been living there ever since.
Great. Where do you go to school?
I go to Schiller. It's not too far from here. It's like right on Troy Hill. So.
Yeah, I've been to Schiller a number of times. What grade
really?
Are you in?
I'm in sixth. I just started this year.
Okay. I like Schiller. I hope you like it so far. What's your principal's name there?
Miss Heinzman.
Yeah, I've met her.
She's very nice.
She's very, very nice. Before I forget, do you want to say hello to anybody who might hear you now or later?
Well, I want to say hello to my mother because, you know, she's awesome. And my brother, he did this last year too. And my sister, that's pretty much it.
Well, that's great. What's your brother and sister's names?
My older sister, her name is Antoinette, and my younger brother, his name's Marvin.
So you're in sixth grade. I remember your brother now, by the way.
Yes.
what do you like to do in school and just for fun?
Well, I always love to go to social studies because I'm a geek a little bit. And I love learning new things. And I'm always eager to learn about, like, our past and our present. And it's, like, the stuff that I don't know that I should or stuff that I like, you know, it's just very nice to be in school. And it's all fun.
That's great. Do you think, like, the textbook you have in social studies, it gives you the complete story? Or do you have to, like, get other sources?
I have to get other resources. Because it doesn't give everything, and I'm always having to go to another page. And if I go to another page, it's nothing there that I need to know. So I have to go on the internet, or I have to ask my teacher, and that's a little bit hard.
Yeah, and hopefully your teacher's able to help you find answers.
He is.
Too. Have you thought about what you might like? It's so early, but what you might like to do when you get older?
Well, I thought I want to be a clothes designer because I always know how to put stuff together and I always like to explore new things. But
yeah, you're pretty stylish today. You've got this leather coat and scarf. And so tell me about your big sister sitting there to the right of you. Erica, how would you describe, if you had to pick three words to describe her, what three words would you pick?
Nice, funny, and smart. That's
nice.
Like what I think of all the time.
How nice. Now, what makes her funny?
Well, because she's always saying a joke, and she's always funny without sometimes not meaning to. And we get along just fine, which I think is so cool.
That's great. How long have you been together?
A little bit over 3 years.
And smart, how does she demonstrate that?
Well, if I'm asking her a question, and if I don't know the exact thing, she'll correct me when I'm like, I don't understand exactly what it is, and that's very helpful.
Now that leads into nice, at least in my book. Does she do that in a nice way?
Yes.
Because there's an art to correcting people or to, and are there other nice things that make her nice?
Like she's always helping me out and she's like really, really nice. I don't really know how to explain it.
Yeah.
It's just like, It's just there.
Yeah, it's a member of the family. And Erica, welcome.
Thank you. Didn't
mean to turn the spotlight off of you.
I am fine with that.
Can you tell me a bit about yourself?
Sure. Well, I moved to Pittsburgh a little over 3 years ago, and that's when Anasia and I got involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters.
So we've got a lifelong Pittsburgher and a relatively new. Where did you move from?
I grew up in New Jersey, and then I lived in Baltimore for a couple of years. I went to Penn State, so I have that connection to Pennsylvania, and my dad's family's from the area.
And what brought you to Pittsburgh?
Well, my boyfriend at the time, now husband, lived in Pittsburgh, and we were doing the long distance relationship thing, so it's time to be in the same place.
So we won. All right.
Yeah. I didn't feel like I needed to stay in New Jersey any longer.
And do you work? Or?
Yes, I work for the Children's Institute of Pittsburgh.
They do such great work.
Yeah, it's a wonderful place.
May I ask what you do?
Mm-hmm. I work in the marketing department.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
And have you ever been out there to see where she works?
Oh, yes. We always pass it when we go like to and from her house. And I always look because I think it's like a very nice institution. And she always tells me about her job.
Yeah, they do so many good things there. And I'll tell you, two sisters have done something. It's not often that I get so mesmerized that I forget completely about looking at the clock, and that's exactly what just happened, listening to the two of you. So what was it like meeting each other?
It was funny because when I moved to Pittsburgh, I right away wanted to get involved with the organization. I'd heard really good things about it, and I went to the orientation, and they said there are a lot of big sisters who are waiting for matches. It might be, a few weeks, a couple of months. So I was ready to wait, and then really I think the next week, somebody from Big Brothers Big Sisters, I think it was Christine, called, and she was like, "We think we have the perfect match for you. I think you guys are really going to hit it off."
Yay.
And really, we just clicked. I don't know. Anasia reminds me a lot of myself when I was her age, and we really do. We have a lot of fun together.
You two look a little bit like sisters because you got the same smile, actually. I don't know if you noticed that, Cheryl. They really do. You got the same smile and kind of the same cheeks, too.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
So can you tell me some things that you really like to do together?
Well, we do have fun pretty much whatever we do. We both like to talk.
Yay, I'm ready talking.
We both like to talk. We enjoy going to the movies. Sometimes we'll just hang out at my house, and sometimes we'll make dinner together, do a craft. We carved pumpkins recently and baked the pumpkin seeds, which might have been both of our favorite part.
Yes, so, delicious.
What about you, Anasia? What are your favorite
pumpkin
things?
I like it. Go on over your house because it's always fun to do things like watch TV and talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's nice to just see both of you. Here's something you can do together. I have a pass for the Children's Museum.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
If you don't get to use it this year, let us know. This time of the year, I feel funny giving out passes because they always expire at the end of the year.
Okay.
Oh. And then I've got some radio patches for you.
Oh, how cool.
And
if, yay.
Cool. You mentioned you want to be a fashion designer, maybe. Mm-hmm. There's a make shop here in the Children's Museum.
Wow.
It has an industrial sewing machine.
What?
That I think is out. It's not always out, but I think it is. So you can practice your skills on that. There's a 3D printer and other things. You can take a look at stuff. If not today, another day.
I just got so excited.
Like, I'm glad.
My mouth was wide open when you said that. I am so excited. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
I'm glad. And I hope you'll come back and visit us, too. Cheryl, what's new at Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh?
Lots and lots and lots of things. When we come here on the monthly basis, we have our community-based matches, which we love to showcase. But we also have other ways that people volunteer with Big Brothers. We have a site-based program that is in Schiller. We have a program in Schiller with the middle school mentor. We're in 20 schools, actually.
Is this Mentor 2.0?
Well, that's a different one.
Oh.
That's a different one. We have in the site what we deal with kids in school, and then we have Mentor 2.0, which kicked off last month. I guess now it's November, right? Last month, and it was amazing. We had 45 new ninth graders and 45 mentors. And it was a very exciting night for us to have that. So
yeah, I'm a big fan of your school. I like Mrs. Heinzman, and I've spent some, I didn't know Scheller until maybe 3 years ago before you went to school. And I've been up in the school a number of times.
Okay.
I'm so glad all three of you could be here today. And does anybody have anything else they meant to say or wanted to say?
Well, I wanted to shout out Anasia because she's a very special little girl.
Shout out to Erica.
I'm very lucky to have met her. We have a lot of fun together. And she didn't even mention she's in the gifted program. She's really smart. And she's just a great little girl. Well, preteen, excuse me.
Yes, whatever you want to be called. Preteen, teen, tween. I never thought the tween. Do you think tweens like being called tweens? You know, they say that if you're...
I don't really know. It's like teenager and kid.
But. Yeah. I usually just say person. Thank you. It's really fun to have both of you here. And Cheryl, thanks for being able to quickly come in Christine's absence.
Sure. And let's give a shout out to Christine. It's her birthday today as well.
Happy birthday.
Oh, Christine. Sorry you've got to spend your birthday with your foot. And I'm assuming in a cast.
It's a boot.
Oh, a boot. It'll get better. Think of all of the sympathy you're going to get, right? You can learn more about activities at Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh by going to bbbspgh.org and all the great programs there. Thanks to all three of you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for having me.
You two really represent. Yeah, I hope you'll come back sometime too.